Welcome to this beginner lesson on slicing an amen style shuffle for Rag Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12. Today we're taking a clean amen break and turning it into something that feels alive, swung, a little dangerous, and very DNB. The goal is not random noise. We want controlled chaos. We want a break that breathes around the bass line, talks back to the vocal, and still hits hard enough to carry a drop. If you're new to this, don't worry. We're going to keep it simple, musical, and very practical. And because this is also a mastering-aware lesson, we'll keep an eye on headroom and low-end space while we build. First, load a clean amen-style break into an audio track. If the loop isn't already perfectly tight, set the warp mode to beats. For a beginner, keep it to one or two bars so the groove stays easy to hear. If the break already feels good, don't over-edit it. A lot of the magic in jungle and DNB comes from those tiny timing imperfections and little ghost note pushes. Now we're going to slice it. Right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In most cases, transient slicing is the best place to start because it captures the important hits naturally. If the break is messy, you can use 1/16 slicing instead so you get more control. Ableton will build a drum rack for you with each slice mapped to a pad. At this point, it helps to stay organized. Keep kicks together, snares together, and ghost notes nearby. This sounds basic, but when you're building a shuffle, a tiny drum rack makes the whole process faster and less frustrating. Now open a MIDI clip and build the core DNB pulse first. Start with a strong kick on beat 1, then put snares on beats 2 and 4. That gives us the backbone. After that, add just a couple of ghost notes around the backbeat. Don't overfill it. In DNB, space is part of the groove. The bass needs room to breathe, and the break feels stronger when not every gap is crowded. A good starting idea is a kick on 1.1, a snare on 1.3, then a very low velocity ghost note just before that snare. Add another little kick or break chop near the end of the bar, then repeat the idea in bar 2 with a small variation. You want the loop to feel like it's moving forward, not just copying itself. Velocity is huge here. This is one of the easiest ways to make a sliced break feel human. Keep your main snare hits strong, around 100 to 127 in velocity. Pull ghost notes way down, maybe 20 to 60. Accent kicks can sit somewhere in the middle to high range. That contrast is what gives the groove character. A loud hit makes a statement. A quiet hit feels like a reply. Now let's add the rag-infused shuffle. This is where you start placing little slices around the beat so the break feels less like a straight loop and more like a conversation. Try a ghost snare just before beat 2. Add a tiny hat tick just after beat 2. Put a little pickup into beat 4. Maybe add one late slice at the end of the bar to pull into the next one. If you want, you can nudge a few of these notes slightly off the grid, but keep the main snares locked. That's the balance. The groove should feel loose, but the anchor points still need to hit. If you want a touch more bounce, open the groove pool and apply a light swing template. Keep it subtle. Around 10 to 25% is usually plenty at this stage. Think of it like a rag vocal pattern. It's snappy, playful, and a little cheeky, but it still has a pulse. Now work with note length and velocity to make the drum part feel like it's answering itself. Shorten some of the hat or snare fragments so they stay punchy. Let kick slices ring out a little more if they help the low-end impact. Drop some ghost notes very low so they become texture instead of clutter. A really good beginner habit is to make bar 1 feel like the setup, bar 2 a little busier, bar 3 a variation, and bar 4 a mini fill or a small dropout before the loop comes around again. That kind of phrasing is what keeps an amen loop from sounding like a static pattern. You're not just programming drums, you're telling a short story. Next, let's shape the sound with stock Ableton devices. A simple chain could be drum bus, then EQ8, then saturator, and optionally glue compressor. You don't need to overdo any of this. The job is to unify the slices, add some grit, and keep the break under control. With drum bus, start with a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low unless you really want more bite. Boom is usually best left off or very subtle for an amen like this. With EQ8, high pass gently below 25 to 35 Hz if there's rumble down there. If the break feels muddy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the top end is too sharp, tame some of the 6 to 10kHz area. Then add saturator for a bit of attitude. A few dB of drive is often enough. Turn on soft clip if you want safer peaks. That helps keep things loud enough to feel exciting without getting nasty in the wrong way. If you use glue compressor, keep it light. Ratio around 2 to 1. A moderate attack, and only a few dB of gain reduction. We are not flattening the break. We are gluing it together. Now add a bass line underneath it. This is important, because a break can sound amazing solo and then fall apart once the sub enters. So put a simple bass pattern underneath the drum loop. Operator is great for a clean mono sub. Wave-eatable can work too if you want something rougher. Keep the sub mostly mono. Use long notes on the root or supporting notes, and don't fill every gap. Let the kick and snare breathe. In a dark D&B context, even a simple pattern in F minor, like F, Eb, and C over a few bars, can make the groove feel deep without getting in the way. This is one of the main D&B truths. Drums and bass are a partnership. If the bass gets too busy, the break loses its identity. If the break gets too crowded, the bass loses impact. They need to share the space. Now we can turn the loop into a real section. Make an 8-bar phrase if you can. Bars 1 through 4 can be your core groove. Bars 5 and 6 can add an extra ghost hit or a tiny fill. Bars 7 and 8 should thin out a little and prepare the next drop. Use automation to create movement. Try a filter cutoff on an auto filter, a little reverb send on selected hits, or a small dry wet lift on saturator during a build. You can also automate the pitch of one or two slices for a lurchy fill effect. A really effective trick is to high pass the break in the intro or breakdown, then bring the full range back for the drop. That contrast makes the main groove feel much bigger when it lands. While you're building, keep checking the master balance. Aim for a peak around -60 BFS or a little lower before limiting. Make sure the kick and snare feel strong but not clipped. The sub should be solid, but not overpowering the drums. Use Spectrum if you want to watch the low-end buildup. Use Utility to check mono compatibility, especially on the bass track. This is one of those things beginners often skip, but it makes a huge difference. If the loop sounds cool but the low end is messy, the whole track will suffer later. It's much easier to keep it clean now. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't add too many slices before the groove is working. Start with kick, snare, and a few ghost notes. Don't bury the main snare under too many edits. Don't overcompress the amen into a flat little pancake, and don't let the bass and break fight for the same rhythmic space. If the groove feels stiff, the answer is usually not more notes. It's often less movement, with a couple of ghost notes nudged slightly late or a tiny bit of swing added. Small changes can create a huge bounce. Here is a good practice challenge. Build a 2-bar MN shuffle loop. Slice one break into a drum rack. Program only kick, snare, and 3 ghost notes. Add a simple sub line under it. Make bar 1 sparse and bar 2 slightly busier. Add one automation move, like a filter sweep or a reverb send on the final fill. Then export it or resample it and listen in mono. If it feels like it could sit in a ragga jungle drop while still leaving room for a heavy bass line, you're on the right track. To recap, start with a strong amen, slice it cleanly in Ableton Live 12, build a kick and snare backbone, add ghost note shuffle with velocity and timing, shape the sound with stock devices, keep the sub mono, and use small arrangement changes to make the loop feel like a real D&B section. If you can make one amen loop feel dirty, swinging, and bass-friendly, you're already thinking like a jungle producer. Now go make that break talk back.